this week with Anthony Brown and Group Therapy. Hey, listen up, folks. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, it's the ladies from One Verse Ministries, the Zion Hill Church family, Sister Lily and Sister Fanny. They are going to be in the house, and you don't want to miss it. That's all coming up next right here.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to One Verse and Prayer Ministry with Associate Pastor Lily B. and Associate Pastor Fanny Reed of Zion Hill Church of Zion Hill, Louisiana. The overseer is Pastor Joshua Jordan. You have heard the saying, an apple a day keeps the doctor away. But I say, a scripture a day keeps the devil away.
Know who you are in Christ. Instructions for Life, the brand new CD from Minister Fanny Reed, inspired by real life events.
During your daily activities, you can decree and declare and meditate on the Word of God. This was revealed to me by the Lord for inspiration. I've learned over the years the Word works. We have to know who we are in Christ in order for the Word to work for us. Let the Word not depart from our mouth day or night. Meditate therein. We will find life, health, and strength even to the marrow of our bones.
Available now at the Zion Hill Church Bookstore in Pineville, Louisiana, or at 318-623-9503. Minister Fanny Reed, know who you are in Christ. Instructions for Life.
Minister Fanny Reed is a proud underwriting sponsor of KAYT KQJOFM.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. I am Minister Lily Bead and Minister Fanny Reed, One Verse Ministry. Today we are coming to you and we are talking about faith. Faith, the Word of God says, is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Amen. So that is the key to all of the things that God have for us is faith. We must truly believe that the Word of God is real, because it is real if you believe it, receive it, and walk therein. Okay. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. A lot of times things happen to us because we get in fear, and fear will shut you down. It will stop all progress in your life. That's what we need to understand. It will stop everything from moving in your life because God needs you to be in faith, to believe what His Word say according to His Word, and it will work for you. Amen. I am evident that God's miracles are still working. Are you working the Word? Amen. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, I ask you that you give us knowledge of your will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, and the strength and might of you to be involved in what you want us to be involved in, and not to be involved in things you don't want us to be involved in, according to Colossians 1:9. Your word says that if any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of you, and he will receive wisdom. Lord, we're asking for wisdom today. We ask for wisdom in every decision we have to make today. Help us to remember that our mind is a judge, and we are always listening to fear and faith. Fear produces substance of things not hoped for, the evidence of this world's circumstances, evidence of things we can hear, smell, see, touch, and taste. These things are temporal in the name of Jesus. They are not permanent. God did not give us a spirit of fear. Faith produced substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things from the Word of God. Thus says the Lord, things we cannot hear, see, smell, touch, or taste, according to Hebrews 11:1. Now these things are eternal. From both of these reports we choose to believe the report of the Lord. Amen. Heavenly Father, we ask that each of us will hear your voice today for our families, that we will not be deceived in any area, that you will speak through us to our families, and that we will follow you and set a clear path for our families to follow. Let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. For you are our strength, our Redeemer. Let our mouth speak wisdom, the meditation of our heart be of understanding of your word. Let our speech always be with grace, seasoned with salt, that we will know how to answer every man according to Colossians 4:6. Give us the tongue of the learned and lead us to speak a word to him that is weary in season. Teach us, O God, how to exalt one another in the name of Jesus. Today, let any one of us, lest our heart be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. Help us to never criticize, condemn, or complain, because there are destructive weapons. These are destructive weapons that kill, steal, and destroy. They are weapons of the enemy. Help us to abstain from all appearance of evil in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you today for your word on faith, God. Let your people hear with understanding and clarity. Open our ears, Lord God. Dispense a fresh anointing upon each and every person that's listening today, Lord God. Let your anointing flow in this world, that yokes will be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen. Father God, we thank you today. We praise you. We glorify. We magnify your name. We thank you for, because this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Father God, we thank you for waking us up early this morning and clothed in our right mind. We thank you for a mind of Christ, a mind to serve you and call upon your name this day. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we come to you with a heart of repentance, asking you for forgiveness today. Forgive us for our sin. Block out our transgressions and wash away our iniquities. Heavenly Father, create in us a clean heart and renew the right spirit within us. In the name of Jesus. Father God, we lean not to our own understanding, but in all our ways we acknowledge you this day in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you. We praise you. We glorify and magnify your name today. We ask the Holy Spirit to lead us today, guide us today, teach us today, instruct us today, show us where to go, what to do, and what to say. Because God, you told us, you'll tell us what to say in the same said hour. In the name of Jesus. Father God, let your anointing rest upon us today so yokes can be destroyed in our lives. In the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for the blood of Jesus that's covering us right now, the blood that never loses power nor its stain. We thank you for your blood today, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your angels of protection that's encamped around us, keep us from seen and unseen danger, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. We thank you today, God, we walk by faith and not by sight. Because faith is the substance of things hoped for and evidence of things not seen. In the name of Jesus, we thank you today, God, that faith come by hearing and hearing your word. Let us meditate on your word day and night. Let it not depart from our lips nor our eyes. We will find life, health, and strength even to the marrow of our bones. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you today. We just glorify and magnify your name this day. In the name of Jesus. Father God, we lay your people on the altar today because you said all souls belong to you. You wish that none shall perish. You come to give us life and life more abundant. I speak abundant life upon your people this day in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you and praise you, God. Father God, we lay the leaders of the nation on the altar, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray our president on the altar, President Donald Trump, this morning. Father God, you say for us to pray for our leaders, not talk about them, not criticize them, but pray for them and lift them up before you. We lift up President Trump and all world leaders. We lay them on the altar this morning. We pray you, Lord of the harvest, that you send out effective witness to them. In the name of Jesus, we speak a mind of Christ over their minds.
Father God, give them the mind of Christ to look to you for guidance, for instruction, for direction, what to do, where to go, and what to say in the name of Jesus. And we give you all the glory, honor, and praise. Father God, we thank you for our doctors and all our workers today, God. We lay our doctors and our aides and our nurses and everybody on the altar that's taking care of your people, God. Cover them in the blood, God. Give them knowledge and wisdom and understanding in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you and praise you, God. God, we pray for all our workers today that's in the stores and making a sacrifice, God. Cover them in your blood, God. Put a hedge of protection around them, God. Keep them from seen and unseen danger in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you for our people today. Cover them all in your blood, God. All the scientists and the workers, God, that's trying to get a discovery for this COVID-19 that only you have, God. And God, you say, if my people are willing and obedient, we'll eat the good of the land. God, give us a willing and obedient spirit. Give the scientists what to do, what to say, where to go, and how to fix it. You got the answer, God, and we trust and lean and depend on you today in the name of Jesus. We know COVID-19 is our enemy, so we curse it to the root right now. We speak death over COVID-19, and we say, whistle up and die in the name of Jesus. But, Father God, whatever you're doing in this hour, in this day, this season, this time, and this year, don't do it without us. Lord, let us be willing and obedient so we can eat the good of the land. Show us what to do, God, in the name of Jesus. God, you have answers. You have answers because you say the world is yours. The earth is yours and the fullness thereof and everything that's in it. All souls belong to you. You wish that none should perish, God. Everything belongs to you. You say you made us and you know all about us, even the very hairs that's up on our heads. Father God, we ask you to cover us, God. God, we lean and depend on you and not to our own understanding today. We need your help, God, in the name of Jesus. We need you to make things right, God, in the name of Jesus, because only you can do it. Father God, we have faith in you. Father God, we trust you. Father God, we thank you today because you say give thanks in all things. Lord, we thank you today. We thank you for the answers, God. We thank you for the way out, God. We thank you for the medicine, God. We thank you for the antidote, God. We thank you for whatever you're doing, God. We give you the honor, the glory, and the praise, and we trust you, God, today in the name of Jesus. Father God, provide for those that need provision, that's not able to work, God, that have lost their jobs, God. Father God, is nothing too hard or impossible for you to do. Father God, open doors that have been closed in people's face. Make ways out of no ways. Father God, only you can do it. And we lean and depend on you, God. We totally trust you, God. We believe what your words say. You say the joy of the Lord is our strength. We ask you to pour out your joy this morning. Let our cups overflow with joy. You say you give us peace to pass all understanding. Peace the world can't give us. The world can't take it away. Give us peace this morning, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you today because we believe what your words say. You say we are the head and not the tail. We are above only and not beneath. We are the lender and not the borrower. We thank you, God. You say the years that the palmer worm, the caterpillar, the cankerworm, and locust has eaten up, you will restore. We ask you for restoration today, God, in the name of Jesus. And we just thank you for it, God. You said, don't wait till the battle's over. Shout now. So, God, we are shouting now because we believe we are got the victory because we walk by faith and not by sight. We're not going on what we see, but we're going on what your words say. We believe your word this morning, God, in the name of Jesus. And we give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. And we thank you for the answers to our prayers that we have prayed right now. We believe it, God, because we walk by faith and not by sight. We thank you, God, that you're working behind the scene. You say you never leave us nor forsake us. And, God, I believe what your words say. Father God, comfort those that need comfort. For comfort those that's going through the loss and the love of and the loss of one that they love, someone they are grieving right now. in the name of Jesus. And God, we thank you today. We praise you. We glorify.